主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你再次把我们带回你的书卷的里。
Once again, you bring us back to your scroll.
我们虽然停了一阵子，但是你的话在我们里面却没有过去。
And even though we have taken a break, yet your words did not depart away from us.
你是用着你的话来向人做工的神。
And that you are a God who uses your word to work amongst us.
我们实在是蒙恩的一群。
Indeed, we're a blessed group.
因为你不断地用着你的话造就了我们。
Because you continue to use your word to edify us.
我们晚上重新开始又再看你的话的时候。
And as we begin to look into thy word again tonight.
我们仍然是求我们的主借着赐人智慧和启示的灵来照明我们。
We still ask that our Lord will use the spirit of wisdom and revelation to enlighten us.
叫我们不单是看见字句，也透过字字语看见你心里的意念。
That we will not only see the word, but through the word that we will see the heart.
主啊，因为你是从永远到永远的神。
Lord, because you are an eternal God.
你是照着你的旨意来行做万事。
That you will do all things according to thy will.
我们在你所做的事上面，我们实在看见你的信实和你自己的庄严。
And from thy work, we can see thy faithfulness and thy majesty.
哦，我们的主，我们晚上求你再次给我们有一个苏醒的灵。
Lord, tonight we just ask that once again you give us a quickened spirit.
来等候你向我们又一次的发声。
To wait upon that you will speak to us again.
给我们里面有光
that within we would have light
叫我们外面有路
that externally we would have a way
主在跟随你的路上我们就是如此的行在光中
and this is how we would walk in light as we follow
主我们仰望你
Lord we look to you
晚上求你把你自己的话亲自向我们解开
tonight may you personally open up thy word to us
越过我们的悟性所能体会的你在灵里边给我们看见
that far surpassing what we can understand by ourselves that you would show us in the spirit
又听见你在我们里面所说的话
and that we would also be able to hear the word that you speak to us from within
谢谢我们的主
Lord we thank thee
求你荣耀你自己的名
May thou glorify thy name
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray and look in the Lord Jesus Christ's name
Amen感谢主，我们又一同来到他面前读启示录。
We thank the Lord that we can come into thy presence again to read Revelation.
我们上一次停下来的时候是停在第三个印。
Last time when we ended with the third seal.
我们今天晚上从第六章第四个印那里重新开始。
Tonight we'll begin in chapter 6 from the fourth seal.
我们都特别提过这些印都是一个灾难的表号。
We have made mention previously that the seals are a symbol of tribulation.
那所以每一个印一揭开的时候
So as each seal is opened
都是说明神怎样追讨在地上顶撞神的人
It tells us how God pursues after those who rebel against him on earth
但是那个印同时呢又是神公义的要求
And on the other hand these seals represent the righteous requirement of God
而表明神有权柄对这个地的主权
It expresses that God has the authority to rule over this earth.
所以每一个印一揭开的时候
So as each seal is opened,
就一面给我们看见神的追讨
On the one hand, it shows that God chastens.
一面也看见神追讨的目的
And on the other hand, it shows us the purpose of God's pursuit.
因为当神显明这个印的功用的时候
Because when God reveals the functions of these seals
也就是神把地从撒旦的手里收回来的时候
That is also the time when God shall retrieve the land from the hand of Satan.
那我们提到第一印是那个抵挡神的那一些个思想 在那里毒害人。
And we've mentioned that the first seal represents the thoughts that are there to poison the mind of man.
第二个印乃是地上人与人当中的彼此攻打。
And the second seal is that man would fight and war against one another on earth.
第三个印就说到全地都落在极其严重的饥荒里。
And the third seal tells us that the whole land is under very, very severe famine.
那现在来到第四个印了。
Now when we reach the fourth seal,
我们留意他第七节那里就说，揭开第四印的时候，我听见第四个活物说，你来。
We notice verse 7 there, it says, And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, Come and see.
那约翰就看见有一匹灰色的马。
And John looked, and behold, a pale horse.
骑在马上的那个名字叫做死。
And his name that sat on him was death.
也说出一个事实，就是阴符是随着他。
It also tells us a fact that hell followed with him.
那么我们读到这个地方的时候，
Now when we reach here,
我们就碰到一个问题了。
Then we will have this question.
他说有权柄赐给他。
It says here that was given him power.
谁赐给他权柄？
Who gave him this power?
那我们必须在这里先看见。
And so here we must first be able to see
这个是神的层次。
That this is the punishment of God.
这个印的那个结果是把地上的四分之一的人来杀死。
That the result of these punishments is to kill one-fourth of man.
那么这个权柄是谁给他的？
And so who gives him this power?
这个叫做死亡。
And this is named death.
那照理，那死亡，它叫做死亡，那显然就是掌死权的魔鬼给他的了。
And so, according to logic, if he is named death, it should be the one who holds death, the Satan, to give him the power.
但是我们看上去又不像。
But when we read on, it doesn't seem that way.
不像的地方在哪里呢？
Why do I say that?
因为如果是掌死权的魔鬼，他要显明那个死亡的权势。
Because if it is the devil who holds the power of death, who wants to manifest the power of death,
那他这个权势就不是只有四分之一的地。
Then his power is not only to one fourth of the land.
但现在这个死亡所能有的权柄。不能超过地的四分之一。
But the power of this death cannot surpass one-fourth of the land.
那于是我们就看到一个事实。
Therefore, we can see a fact then.
这个权柄不是从掌死权的魔鬼那里来的。
That this power is not from the devil who holds the power of death.
因为掌死权的魔鬼不会给这个死亡只能作威作福在四分一的地狱里。
Because the devil who holds the power of death would not give this death only one-fourth of the power to do as he wished on earth.
因为掌死权的魔鬼他的权势是全地的。
Because the devil who has the power of death is over all the earth.
他称为世界之王。
Because he is the prince of this world.
他称为掌死权的魔鬼。
Because he is the devil who holds the power of death.
他这个死亡的权柄是盖过全地的。
And so this power of death is over the whole earth.
那现在死亡出来显明他的威风的时候，
Now when death comes forth to show how great he is,
他只能在四分一的地上面来发威。
He only has power over one-fourth of the land.
那显然我们看到一个问题。
Very evidently, we can see this issue then.
那就是神在哪里把撒旦的权柄限制着。
That is, that God limits the power of Satan.
所以死亡能显出威力，也只能在神所管理着的 这四分一的地。
So even that power of death is able to manifest its powers under the sovereignty, the rule of God.
不过这个问题还不是最大的问题。
But that is not the greatest issue.
最大的问题我们要看的乃是这一个印所带来的那一个现象。
The biggest issue is the phenomenon that is brought about by the seal.
这一个现象就是
This phenomenon is
死亡在地上四分之一的人当中毫无阻拦地发出他的威力。
That death could exercise his power without any reservation on one fourth of the land.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
My brothers and sisters, pay attention.
他那里说着他用什么方法来显明他的威力呢？
It tells us how he would manifest his power.
刀剑。
With the sword.
饥荒。
Hunger.
瘟疫。
Death.
这个瘟疫那里小字说原文说死亡。
This pestilence in the footnote it says original means death.
然后弟兄姊妹们你注意。
Then brothers and sisters pay attention.
第四样是野兽。
The fourth one is with the beast.
那我们看这样一留意的时候。
Now when we read this and pay attention.
我们就留意到第四印跟前三个印。有什么关联？
Then we'll notice what the connection is between the fourth seal and the previous three.
那第四个印所发生的事情不就是前三个印里面所带出来的吗？
Now isn't what happened during the fourth seal what is brought about already by the first three?
人彼此相杀
that
那是第二印。
Wars and kills each other, that is the second seal.
饥荒是第三印。
Now, with hunger, that is the third seal.
那死亡就是第四印的本身。
And with death, it is the fourth seal itself.
但是我们要留意的。
But what we have to pay attention to.
多了一样，那就是野兽。
Here, it was one more, which is the beast.
那如果平常来说。
Now, if normally speaking.
野兽这一个因素我们不必注意太多。
We don't need to pay much attention to this factor of the beast.
因为野兽能成为多人死亡的原因，这的确是很少见的。
Because it is very seldom for us to see that the beast would be a main reason why man would die.
因为一般来说，野兽也是怕人的。
Because in general, even the beasts fear man.
但现在第四印揭开的时候
，But now when the fourth seal is opened,
你看到野兽不仅是不怕人
，You see that not only does the beast not fear man,
并且成为人死亡的一个。重要的原因
but they become a main reason why man dies.
那我们就要留意这一个了。
Then we must pay attention to this.
是什么情形底下才会发生这个野兽成了人死亡的一个重要的原因？
Under what situation would that the beast become a main reason for the death of man?
那我们就没有办法不留意前头那三个印的结果。
Then we must pay attention to the result of the first three seals.
弟兄姊妹们记得
Brothers and sisters, you remember,
当以色列人进迦南的时候
When the Israelites entered the land of Canaan,
神告诉他们
God told them,
你们进到迦南地
When you enter into the land of Canaan,
不要马上就把那个野兽把那个迦南人很快就杀光
Do not immediately destroy all the Canaanites.
恐怕那个人少了 野地的兽就多起来他们就伤害了你
Lest that when the people are destroyed then the beasts would rise up and hurt you
那丢走你这样你就留意到一件事
Then brothers and sisters from that you notice
什么时候野兽会成了伤人的重要的原因
When would it be in a situation that the reason for the beast to hurt man
当地上的人减少的时候
That is when the population of this world is decreased
那人减少了
and when the population decreases
那野兽就多起来了
then the beast would be increasing
这个是其中一个原因
that would be one reason
但是我们不能忘记
but we cannot forget
第三个印所带来的是饥荒
what the third seal brought about is hunger
人也没吃了
even man does not have anything to eat
兽从哪里找吃呢
and so where does the beast find food
兽也要找吃
Even the beasts would have to eat.
那他们饥饿的时候，那个兽性就发了。
And so when the beast gets hungry, they go wild.
所以攻击人也就成了很平常的事。
So it become very common that they would attack men.
那就是当我们看到这些细部的事情的时候。
And so brothers and sisters, when we see in detail the steps,
啊，我们不能不注意。
Then we must notice.
在这四个印的里头。
Within these four seals.
每一个印要揭的时候
，as each seal is opened，
四个活物都在那里发出那个呼召。
The four living beasts would there be crying out，
你来
，come。
从第五印开始，你就听不见活物在那里喊了。
Starting from the fifth seal， you do not see the living beasts there crying。
只有头四个印，四活物。每人喊一次
But only on the first four seals that each one of the beasts would say one time.
弟兄姊妹，你说这有什么第四章呢？
Brothers and sisters, you might question, what is the meaning about that?
那为什么到第五印以后，就四活物不再说话了呢？
Why would it be after when the fifth seal appears that the four living beasts would not say anything anymore?
如果我们等会看到第五印的时候，我们就很容易的看出那个分别。
Now later when we see the fifth seal, we'll clearly see the difference.
但是现在我们先从这四个印里面来留意，为什么结这四个印，四活物都说你来。
But now let us first see why is it that the four living beasts would say, come, when the first four seals are open.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们很自然也就想起福音书里边我们的主所说的。
Then very naturally we'll think what our Lord said in the four Gospels.
在三本福音书里面说到主的国度降临以前的一些预兆。
Now in three of the Gospels it tells of some of the signs that before the kingdom of the Lord would descend.
都说到这些灾难。
It tells us of all these persecutions.
我们看第二印的时候也特别指出过
Even when we looked at the second seal we pointed that out
不是说在地上有没有灾难
It is not that there be tribulation on earth
而是说在地上普遍有灾难
But that is, it is very common there will be tribulation on earth
如果说地上有没有灾难我们曾经指出过历史上灾难从来没有停止过
So now we have pointed out previously would there be tribulation or not on earth we have said there has never stopped being tribulation on earth
但我们的主当年说话的时候是要我们去注意那个普遍出现的那种光景
But at the time when our Lord spoke in those days he wanted us to pay attention that it was very common for tribulation to occur on earth
抵挡神的思想每一个时代里边都是不少的
Now there have been many thoughts throughout the generation of those against God
打仗的事情每一个时代里面也是不少的
And throughout our generation there have been many matters of war
饥荒的事每一个时代里边都有的
The issues of hunger have been with us throughout the ages
死亡不管原因是怎么样也都是常常发生的
And death, regardless of what the reason is, always happens.
那如果我们不理特别注意我们的主所说的多处必有这个事实的时候
But if we do not pay attention to our Lord saying that this would happen in diverse places
我们看见第一印的时候我们觉得哦这是很寻常的
Then when we see the first year we think this is very common
看到第二印呢我们还是说很寻常的
And when we see the second year we would think still it is very normal
第三第四印都是一样
Even the third and fourth it is very normal
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
当你一留意到四活物在每一个印揭开以前在那里说你来
But when you pay attention that the first four seals when it is open the four living beasts would there say come and see
我们就能体会这些事情就不是平常的那一些
Then we would pay attention and notice that these things that are happening are not those things that happen normally
我们就能把它看作平常
We cannot view them as normal occurrences
因为现在这里所显明的 就是很普遍的。
Because what is manifested here is something that would happen very commonly.
特别来到第四印的时候。
Especially on the fourth seal.
就把那个范围指出来。
It tells us of that boundary.
那个死亡的范围指出来。
It tells us of the boundary of death.
地上四分之一的人。
One-fourth of the population of us.
那这就很明显的指出。
So very clearly this tells us.
多处必有的这一个事实。
The fact that this would happen in diverse places.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那么在我们没有看进第五印的时候。
Now before we look into the fifth seal.
我想弟兄姊妹们要留意第就是第八节靠近当中那里。
Let's pay attention to the middle of verse 8.
就是说给他有权柄的这一句话。
It is in this.Part where it says, and power is given unto them.
弟兄姊妹们把那个门字涂掉。
Now, brothers and sisters, it is not plural.
不是给他们。
It is not given unto them.
这一个权柄就是给那个骑灰色马的，是单数的。
But it is singular to the one who is on the pale horse.
是这一个骑在马上的，他有一个权柄。
It is the one who is on this horse that has this authority.
他会使用这几种的方法叫人死亡。
That he will use these methods to cause death amongst men.
那么这是头四个印。
That is the first four seals.
头四个印。
First four seals.
我们都能看见那些灾难性的结果。
We can see the result of those tribulations.
但是到第五印的时候
But when we reach the fifth seal
弟兄姊妹你看到那一个数 写出来的那个过程就不完全一样
Brothers and sisters you can see how it happens is different
头一件事你发觉的是活物没有再说话了
The first thing you would notice is that the four living beasts would no longer say anything
我们留意第九节
Verse 9
他说揭开第五印的时候
And when he had opened the fifth seal,
我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的魂。
I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
大声喊着说，圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们生流血的冤，要到几时呢？
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?
No, 这个是第五印,
that is the fifth seal.
那个景象,
that is the scene that it shows us.
那这里面我们读起来就觉得事情很简单。
Within this, when we read it, we see it's very simple.
但是你试试读进去的时候,
you,
你就发觉这里不太简单。
But when you read into it in detail, you discover it is not simple.
因为这里已经是多处都有的，已经不是多处都有的那个景象。
Because here it is no longer the scene where it would happen in diverse places.
而是转移到另外的一个环境的里头。
But it shifts us to another condition.
那一转移到另外一个环境的里面。
Now when we are shifted to this different circumstance
如果我们只是看那个景象我们就觉得哦，事情就是这样发生
Now if we just read through this we think oh this is what takes place
但当我们留意到主来的时候的一些与教会的关系
But when we pay attention to the coming of the Lord and the relationship that has with the church
在这里就有难处了
Then we'll discover a difficulty here
我们是主张全教会在灾前被提的。
We may hold the doctrine that the church raptures before the whole church is raptured.
那我们怎么看这里的话
That the church is raptured before the tribulation. So how do we view these words here?
弟兄姊妹你要知道那些主张教会要经过灾难的人所引用的经文这里是很有利的一个地方
And so brothers and sisters you must realize those who proclaim to have the theory of the church going through the tribulation uses these verses quite with a lot of strength
虽然这是解经上的问题
And even though these may be some interpretation
但是我们必须 要把它弄清楚。
But we must be clear on it.
不然的话
，Otherwise，
你就很难说教会是在灾前被提。
So it's difficult for us to say that the church is raptured before the tribulation.
因为第五印一揭开的时候
，Because when the fifth seal is open，
你就看见有位神的道和为做见证的人被杀。
You see that there are those who are slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
那这些人是谁？
Then who are these people?
为神的道，为做见证被杀。
That they were slain for the testimony which they held and the word of God.
那这些人是谁？
Who are they?
如果我们是就是不留意的话，
Now if we do not pay attention,
我们第一个反应就是还是基督徒。
The first response we will have, they are Christians.
那就是还是教会里面的人。
That means they are still in the church.
你要读上去的话，也像。
And if you read on, it seems that way.
为神的道。
They're for the word of God.
为做见证。
For the testimony.
除了基督徒，除了教会，还有谁会做这样的事呢？
Aside from Christians and from the church, who would do these things?
如果真的是这样，
if that is the case,
教会就不可能在灾前被提。
Then the church cannot be raptured before the tribulation.
必须要经过灾难才能被提。
The church would have to go through the tribulation before it is raptured. She is raptured.
那因此我们读到第五印的时候，
so when we read the fourth seal,
在解经上面我们就要有一点留意了。
In interpretation, we have to pay attention.
我在这里先和弟兄姊妹们留意一件事。
Here I just want to first pay attention with brothers and sisters on some matter.
究竟在主回来的时候，那地上所发生的灾难，那个对象是些什么人？
That is, before the Lord returns, the purpose of those tribulations, who is he dealing with?
如果我们对神的话语不是掌握的太完整的话，我们很自然的就会说，那就是那些抵挡神的人。
Now, if we are not sure on the word of God, then we would clearly say it is against those who oppose him.
尤其是第一印揭开的时候，我们说那是那个无神的抵挡神的那一种的思想的毒害。
Especially when the first seal is open, that is those who are atheists. Those are the thoughts which poison against those against God.
所以灾难一定就是对付那些抵挡神的人呢。
And so the tribulation surely are against those who oppose God.
当然有他们的份。
Yes, they are included.
但是不是只有他们。
But not only them.
灾难是为了两个大对象的。
But that the tribulations are for two big groups.
有人还认为是有三个大对象的。
And even some propose that they are against three groups.
不过我个人就觉得应当只是两个。
But I personally feel that there should be only against two groups.
而有人以为有第三个对象，他们是把天主教这一个组织也作为神降下灾难的对象。
Some propose that there are three groups, that they include the third group being the Catholics, that it is one of the groups that the Lord deals with before he returns.
特别到我到了十几章以后，有一些事情我们可以说跟天主教也许有点关系。
Especially when we read on in the mid chapters that it seems like there are things that has to do with them.
其实严格来说不能用天主教来做那个表号。
But strictly speaking, you cannot use Catholicism to represent that.
因为那个时候是有那一个时候的一个属地的宗教的组织。
Because in those days there would be a religious group organization on earth.
我们硬要把它把天主教套进去，像是有点像，但是不一定正确。
And that religious organization in those days may be Catholicism, but it may not be, and we try to fit Catholicism into that mode.
所以起码我个人对这一点是有点保留。
And so regarding that third group, I have some reservations.
但是对于另外那两个受灾难的对象呢，这个就有神的话语来做印证。
But as in regards to God dealing with two groups, we have His words to confirm.
世界是非常的明显的。
So that is very clear.
Now, 读经的人他们都承认。
Now, Bible scholars, they all confess.
将来灾难显明的时候，一个对象就是那是抵挡神的人。
That when the tribulations are manifested, one group that God is dealing with is against those who oppose Him.
他们最高潮的时候就是以以后我们读到的兽的国就是那个敌基督的国
and that at the highest point against God it is the kingdom of the beast that is the kingdom of the Antichrist which we will read on later
另外的一个对象呢
and the other group that God deals with
那是以色列民
that is the people of Israel
以色列民也是受灾的一个对象
that the Israelites are also an object which God deals within the tribulation.
那我们先解决这两个问题的时候，在这里这个难处就不再显露了。
Now, if we first deal with those two issues, then the difficulty we may have with the fifth seal would not come.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们回到旧约里边去看耶利米书三十章的时候
Now, brothers and sisters, when we return to the Old Testament to look at Jeremiah chapter 30,
我们就看到一件事情
Then we'll see one thing
我们不太注意到的
Something that we would not normally pay attention to
只有赚圣经的人才会留意到
But only those who study the Bible would pay attention to that
那耶利米书三十章
Jeremiah chapter 30
几乎可以说整章都是说到以色列的复兴
You can say that the whole chapter tells us of the revival of Israel.
我们非常容易就把这一段的话看作是以犹大被掳七十年以后从巴比伦归回的这一个历史。
Very easily, we might view this chapter as the Israelites returning from captivity after 7 years.
但是如果我们是细一点去读这一段的话
But when we read this chapter in detail,
我们就发觉
then we'll discover
这一段话不是只说七十年被掳后的归回
that this is not talking about the return from the land of exile after 70 years of captivity.
当然耶利米也实在是指出犹大要被掳七十年
Yes, here Jeremiah does point us that Judah will be taken captive for 70 years
但是耶利米三十章这一里边所提到的却不是指着被掳七十年的事
But what is pointing to us in this chapter, Jeremiah 30 is not at that situation where they're captured for 70 years
那要说从什么地方我们看到他不是说到那个被掳的七十年的事呢
And so from which verses do we see that this chapter is not talking about those 70 years of captivity
我们先留意第三节
Let's first pay attention to verse 3
耶和华说日子将到我要使我的百姓以色列和犹大被掳的人归回我也要使他们回到我所赐给他们列祖之地他们就得这地为业
For lo the days come said the Lord that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah said the Lord and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers and they shall possess it
这是耶和华说的
And these words are the words that the Lord spoke
那就说你留意
Now brothers and sisters pay attention
如果我们不是很记得来读这段话，我们一定会把它和七十年被掳的事情连接在一起。
Now, if we do not read these words very carefully, then we'll connect this chapter with the 70 years of captivity.
但是我们要是稍微细微的一点去留意呢
？But if we just pay careful attention to these words,
我们就发觉。这个事跟被掳七十年没有关联。
Then we'll discover that these have nothing to do with the 70 years of captivity.
那首先弟兄姊妹你注意。
First, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
耶和华说，日子将到。
For lo, the days come, said the Lord,
我要使我的百姓以色列
that I will bring again my people Israel
和犹大被掳的人归回
and Judah the captivity.
弟兄姊妹们，你可留意
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
七十年的被掳
the 7 years of captivity
是什么人被掳
who were captured?
是犹大被掳
It is Judah who are in captivity.
虽然里面有便雅悯支派的人
Even though amongst those who are taken captive are Benjamites There may be Levites
但是他们是属于犹大国这个范围
But they belong to the kingdom, to the nation of Judah
所以我们一般说是犹大被掳这不是单指犹大支派而是指犹大这个国
So in general, we say that Judah were taken captive, not only the tribe of Judah, but the nation of Judah.
但现在神说啊，他要使那些归回的人当中，就不仅是有犹大，同时也有以色列。
But here said the Lord that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah.
说到以色列的被掳，那就跟犹大被掳七十年是两回事了。
And so when you talk about the Israelites being captured, it is two different things from when Judah was captured for 70 years.
那所以等到有一天，这个以色列和犹大的那些被掳的人都归回的话，那显然就不是七十年被掳。
And so one day, when the people of Israel and Judah who are taken captive would be brought again to the land, it is not referring to those 70 years of captivity.
另外我们要注意的
Another thing we have to pay attention to.
他们这些人同时归回
Now these people, they will return.
他们就得神赐给他们列祖的地为业
And they would possess the land which God gave to their fathers.
那弟兄姊妹，你又要留意了。
Brothers and sisters, you have to pay attention again.
七十年被掳回来以后
，After they return from exile,
犹大也好，以色列也好
，Whether it is Judah or Israel,
他们是不是就得了那地为业呢
？Did they possess the land as inheritance?
历史就给我们明白，不是那回事。
History shows us that is not the case.
他们在七十年被掳归来以后，一直到。近代的以色列国重新建立当中有很长的一段时间这些称为神百姓的人都不在神的所应许的地
Now after they return from captivity even into the recent generation there is this long period of time that the people of God did not inherit the land which was promised to them
那因此我们就留意到这一段的话所说的不是指着
Therefore, we should be clear that these words are not pointing at the 70 years of return after captivity. Now, if we add on to that some of the more detailed writing in this chapter, then we'll know even more clearly. Verse 4.
以下是耶和华论到以色列和犹大所说的话
And these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah
耶和华如此说我们听见声音是颤抖惧怕而不平安的声音
For thus said the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear and not of peace
你们且访问看看男人有惨难吗我怎么看见人人用手哈腰像惨难的妇人脸脸面都变青了呢
Ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child Wherefore do I see every man with his hand on his loins As a woman in travail and all faces are turned into paleness
哀哉那日伟大 无日可比这是雅各遭难的时候
Alas for that day is great so that none is like it It is even the time of Jacob's trouble
那弟兄姊妹注意了
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
上文一直说以色列和犹大
In the pretext, it tells us it is concerning Israel and concerning Judah.
那这样一提 题就显然就说到他们南北两国的那个区别。
And so when it mentions this distinction, it tells us of the northern and southern kingdom.
但是一说到这个实际的情形的时候，
But when it tells us the actual situation,
就不是犹大和以色列了。
It is no longer Israel and Judah.
而是雅各了。
But Jacob.
是一个了，整体了。
But one, a whole unit.
哦，就说到当时他们有很大的苦难。
It tells us they have great, great tribulation.
很不容易承担的。
And it is not easy for them to bear.
圣灵在这里就指说，这是雅各遭难的日子。
And the Holy Spirit describes it to us, it is even the time of Jacob's trouble.
按照那，看那个遭难的情形是非常不容易。
Now when we look at the situation of trouble, it is not easy.
但是神在这里却有一个应许。
But here God has a promise.
他们必被救出来。
But he shall be saved out of it.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他对他的百姓。
He tells his people.
允许他们经过很大的难处。
He allows for them to go through great difficulties.
但神却又应许他们。
But God also has promised them.
神一定拯救他们。
But he shall save them out of it.
那弟兄姊妹们，你转悟着这一个点。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you focus on that point,
那你在启示录里边就看到这些事实的出现。
Then in Revelation, you see this happening.
那到了那一日。
Now on that day,
那神就说了一件事情。
God tells us.
必定从他们的颈上向折断仇敌的轭，也扭开他的绳索。
That he will break his yoke from off thy neck and will burst thy bonds and strangle the no more and
留意底下再说的了。
Now if you pay attention, what else?
外邦人不得再使你做他们的奴仆。
And the stranger shall no more serve themselves of him.
也就是说。
That is also to say,
以色列民到了那个时候，没有人再能欺负他们。
That at that time, the nation of Israel, no one else can harm them.
也不能以他们作为仇敌。
And they would no longer be their enemies.
另一面呢？
On the other hand,
你们却要侍奉耶和华你们的神。
But they shall serve the Lord their God.
和我为你们所要兴起的王大卫。
And David their king, whom I will rise up unto them.
这里两件事情。
Now there are two things here.
如果你要从主后你要从那个被掳七十年回来以后，你有没有看到这些事？
Now if you look at it from the return from captivity after 70 years, do you see these things happening?
显然你就没看到。
Very evidently, no.
因为你看见被掳七十年回来。
Because after they return from exile,
犹大还是在马代巴波斯的那个管辖的底下。
That Judah was still under the rule of the Persian Empire.
然后再经过罗马的统治。
And then they're still ruled by the Roman Empire.
然后再经过全地的分散。
And then they scatter over all the earth.
到处给人践踏。
And they've been trampled upon all over.
怎么都不能和这里外邦人不得再使你们做奴仆的这个话对得上来。
And it is not as it says here, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him.
那是显然，这不可能是在，这段话不可能是指着七十年被掳归回。
So apparently these words are not pointing at the return after 70 years of exile.
从这几点方面呢？
Now possibly speaking,
你们侍奉耶和华。
That you serve the Lord your God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
一直从被掳归回有一个短短的时间以外，的民族来说
，from the entire nation of Judah, from the nation of Israel,
他们并没有。很准确的侍奉神。
They have never accurately served God.
尤其是到了现在。
Especially in the recent ages.
不信的以色列人。
The unbelieving Israelites.
比较那些所谓还守着神的道的犹太人还要多。
It's so much greater than even those Jews who would so call be holding forth the word of God. That is the situation of the Israelites today.
这又和那个这段话和被掳七十年归回 对不上了。
And so again, that does not match the words here that, that happens after the 7 years, 70 years of captivity when they returned.
还有更明确的一点在底下。
And there are other items that are more clear to come.
你们不但侍奉神。
Not only do you serve God.
你们还侍奉我为你们所兴起的王大卫。
You serve David, the king whom I will rise unto you.
那这个在历史上根本就没有再出现过。
And this has never happened in history.
一直等到将来国度。
Until the kingdom to come.
我们的主来了。
When our Lord returns.
这一个大卫的子孙。
Then the seed of David.
建立国度啊。
When he establishes the kingdom.
以色列民才服在他的权柄的地。
Then the Israelites would submit to his authority.
来服侍他。
To serve him.
那是弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
你就看到 这一段话不是指着被掳七十年。
You will see that these words are not pointing at the 70 years of captivity.
底下还有一个更重要的事。
And even more important things later.
十一节。
Verse 11.
他说因我与你同在要拯救你也要将所赶上你到的那些国灭绝尽尽却不将你灭绝。
And I am with thee, said the Lord, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee.
弟兄你姊妹你看到吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
到了那一个时候,
At that time,
就是说到了那个神拯救以色列的那个时候,
when God will save Israel,
也就是说雅各遭难的事情结束的时候,
that is, even the time of Jacob's trouble should come to an end.
所有对付以色列的那些邦国都要给除灭。
All those nations who deal against Israel would be punished.
唯独犹大没有给除灭。
Except Judah would not be destroyed.
有一句话真有意思。
There's some words are very meaningful.
还是十一节接下去的。
It continues on verse 11.
却不将你灭绝尽尽，倒要从宽惩治你，万不能不罚你。
But I will,
这是耶和华说的。
But I will correct thee in measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished.Said the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们，从这一段话，我们了解到有一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, from these words, we know of a fact.
这个事实称为雅各遭难的时候。
This fact is known as the time of Jacob's trouble.
那么这个雅各遭难的时候是在什么时候出现呢？
Now, when would this time of Jacob's trouble come about?
那就是在启示录的时候。就指出来了。
It happens in Revelation that shows us.
因为只有在启示录里边的事情发生过了，这耶利米书三十章里边所说的话才应验。
Because only what takes place after many things in Revelation would for chapter 30 of Jeremiah will be fulfilled.
那好了，我们现在回到启示录来了。
Now let us return to Revelation.
那么我们既然看到。雅各遭难的这个事实。
Now when we see the fact of the time of Jacob's trouble.
那在这里我们就看到了。
Here then we can see.
第五个印里边所提到的那一些。
What is mentioned in the fifth seal.
为神的道并为作见证而被杀的人是什么人。
Whom these people are that they were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
那弟兄姊妹们我们又要翻主来的历史了。
Now, brothers and sisters, again, we have to turn to the history of the Lord's return.
我们晓得当主来的时候。
We know when the Lord returns.
教会就被提了。
The church will be raptured.
那当教会被提了以后。
And after the church is raptured.
那么地上就有好些人。
Now, there are many people on earth.
他们发觉这样的一个被提的事。
They'll discover this matter of rapture.
他们就醒悟了。
Then they will be awakened.
因为他们哦，怎么大批的基督徒都不见了
？Because they discover all the Christians are missing.
那这些人包括不少的犹太人在里头。
Now in this group who will be awakened include many of the Israelites.
那所以他们就在那些日子的里边有向神有一个很大的心意的回转。
And so in those days they would repent toward God.
那弟兄姊妹你别忘了。
But brothers and sisters, do not forget.
第五印以前有一个第一印。
Before the fifth seal, there's the first seal.
那第一印就是那个抵挡神的那一种心思，那个意念是很厉害。
Now the first seal, remember, is the thoughts and minds that would greatly oppose God.
他是胜了又要胜。
That he overcomes and overcomes again.
要把全地都放在他们这种心思的管辖的底下。
And he would put the whole earth under this kind of mind and thought.
现在竟然有一批人敢站在他们的对立面那边来说，我们守神的道，我们又为神做见证。
But now, on the opposite side, there would be this group of people who say we would hold forth the word of God and hold his testimony.
那这些人
Now these people.
结果就是给杀了。
As a result, would be slain.
那设立这位给杀的人
And so these people slain here.
我们可以说
We can say.
其中有相当部分的人是犹太人。
A great deal of these people slain mentioned here are Jews.
啊，或者也包括一些平常跟基督徒有来往，但是因着基督徒被提的这个事情，使他们心里面回转，要站在神的那一边的人。
And amongst this group, maybe those who normally deal with Christians.Yet, when they discover the Christians are missing, that they would repent toward God.
当然圣经没有明明这样说。
And of course, the scripture does not tell us very clearly about that.
但是我们说这样的推想应该是有根据的。
But we say this kind of theory is founded.
不过在这里。
But here.
我个人还以为仍然是以以色列民为主要的部分。
I still personally feel that the main group in this,verse is talking about the Jews.
从哪里我们看到 这一个结果呢？
Where can we see that result?
也就是说从哪里我们看见绝不可能是教会呢？
Where is also to say where can we see then from here it is absolutely not the church.
那弟兄姊妹记得一件事。
Brothers and sisters, remember one thing.
当教会被提了以后。
When the church is raptured.
恩典的门就关了。
Then the,Door of grace would be shut.
那恩典的门一关，
and when the door of grace is shut,
那神在地上所显明的作为又回到律法的原则的底下。
Then all the work of God that would be manifest on earth would be turned again to the principle under the law.
回到神公义的要求的原则的底下。
It will once again return under the righteous requirement of God.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你看这里有几件事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, here you can see a few things.
头一件事情你看到。
The first thing you can see.
有祭坛。
There is the altar.
怎么会有祭坛呢？
Why would there be an altar?
在恩典的门没关以前。
Before the door of grace is shut.
祭坛是没有作用的。
There is no function for the altar.
祭坛是不需要的。
You do not need the altar.
因为神的儿子的救赎已经把祭坛的功用结束了。
Because the redemption of the Son of God has already ended the function of the altar.
但在这里你看到祭坛又显出了。
But here you can see the altar appearing again.
当然你可以说。
Of course you can say.
这里说的祭坛乃是表明那些神道的人他们在神的面前的那一个实际。
Of course, here when it mentions the altar, it talks about the reality of those who are martyred for God.
当然我们可以接受这个解说。
Of course, we can accept that interpretation.
为主伸祷当然就是一个很高一个献祭的那个实际了。
And so one who is martyred for God is just like one who is offered up, sacrificed.
因为我们读罗马书十二章的时候，我们是应该当做活祭。
Because when we read Romans chapter 12, we should offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice.
现在这里有些人，他们不仅是把身体献上当做活祭。
But here, not only do they offer up their bodies as a living sacrifice,
连命都交出去了。
But they would even give of their life.
那当然更是那个活祭里面的祭的再高一点的活祭了。
And of course, that is even a higher living sacrifice than was mentioned there.
在这样的解说我们是能接受的，因为那个就是签到在神面前那个 献祭那个做活祭的实际。
And so when you interpret it that way, it is acceptable because it has to do with offering a living sacrifice to God.
但是我们不能不问的。
But we must also ask,
是不是在教会还留在地上的时候？
Is it that when the earth, the church is still remaining on earth?
那是为主深造的人，他们就都到祭坛的那里去呢？
Only those then they would reach the altar.
显然这个就跟神的话对不起来。
Apparently that does not match with the word of God.
我们晓得。
We realize.
那在主里睡了的人是到了主那里去。
We know those who are asleep in Christ are with the Lord.
当然不是到了神的宝座那一个地区。
Of course, they're not at the throne of God.
这确实到了三层天上。
But they're in third heaven.
所以说等说到主来的时候。
So when we talk about the Lord returns.
说到复活被提的时候。
When we talk about being risen.
就说到这些在主里睡了的人，也神也将他们与基督一同带来。
Then we would see that Christ, that God would also bring them with Christ.
那所以显然，那在教会还在地上的时候，被杀的人的魂呢、啊？他们不可能是在什么的祭坛那里，何况这一段时间的里头根本就没有祭坛。
And so, very apparently, then we can see for those who are slain on earth, for the Lord would not be in any altar. They would be with the Lord, and there's no altar at all.
那就是我们不知道这个祭坛是指着什么。
Now, brothers and sisters, we do not know what this altar is pointing at.
但是我们有把握知道这是指着一个很实际的地方。
But we know very clearly this is pointing at a very practical place.
因为这个地方在在二十章的时候又再提一次。
Because this place is mentioned once again in chapter 20.
那既然是提到这批人的时候，就指着在祭坛底下。
And so when it mentions about this group, they're under the altar.
那就不是一个灵异去领会的地方，而是有一个很实际的地方。
And so you do not understand this in a spiritualized way, but it is a very practical place.
那所以在这里，头一个我们不能不问的，教会里边寻道的那些弟兄姊妹们，是不是在祭坛那里等候复活？
And so the first very practical question we ask is, does brothers and sisters who are martyred await being risen at the altar?
显然就不是。
Apparently they do not wait there. That's the first question.
第二个弟兄姊妹们，你来留意。
Secondly, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
那这些人，
Now these people,
他们在祭坛底下向神发出一个呼求。
Under the altar they cry out to God.
发出什么呼求呢？
What do they cry out to God?
他是圣洁那个圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们生流血的冤要到几时呢？
Saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当教会还在地上的时候，
When the church is still on earth,
你有没有看见过主的教导和书信的教导让人可以在神面前求神给他伸冤。
Do you see from the teaching of the Lord or from the epistles that they can cry out to God to avenge them?
没有。
No.
显然这个不是在新约里面的祷告。
That is not a prayer that is in the New Testament.
这个是根据旧约律法里边的内容的祷告。
This is a prayer that is according to the requirements of the law in the Old Testament.
以眼还眼。
An eye for an eye.
以牙还牙。
A tooth for a tooth.
以血还血。
Blood for blood.
以命还命。
A life for a life.
这一个律法上的那一个原则。
That is the principle of the law.
是基于这个原则来做这一个祷告。
And based on that principle, this prayer is prayed.
那这个不是教会的祷告。
This is not the prayer of the church.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你看这里又是一个我们值得要问的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, that is also a question that's worthy for us to ask.
那还有。
And.
这一个祷告的里边。
In this prayer.
不仅是求神伸冤。
Not only do they cry out to God to avenge them.
并且好像告诉神说。主啊，你不应该再等下去了，你应该现在就要来替我们伸冤了。
It seems as if they're saying to the Lord, "Do not wait any longer. You should avenge us now."
这是什么？
What is that?
这是 地指挥天。
And that is for the earth to command the heaven.
又跟新约的祷告的那个原则接不上来。
That is also not matching with the principles in the New Testament.
新约的祷告是地跟随天。
The prayer of the New Testament is that the earth would follow heaven.
弟兄姊妹记得马太十八章里边的那个话。
If you remember the words in Matthew 18,
你们在地上所捆绑的，就是天上要捆绑。
What you were bound on earth would be bound in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的，就是天上要已经释放了的。
What you would loose on earth has already been loosed in heaven.
是天在那里开始。
It is started from heaven.
地在那里响应。
And it is the earth who responds.
然后天在
And then the heaven will execute it.
这个里面的那个祷告的方向。
That is the direction of the prayer in the New Testament.
但这里这个祷告呢？
But in this prayer,
是说神啊，
it says,
现在是时间，你要为我伸冤。
God, now is the time you should avenge me.
这是第二个有疑问的地方。
That is another question we need to pose.
还有一个。更严重的疑问
But another more serious doubt
当这些人在那里上神发出深渊的祈求的时候
And when these people are crying out for God to avenge them
就有话给他们说
Then there are words spoken to them
还有安息片时
You should rest yet for a little season
那显然这一个祷告就 不是根据天了
And so very apparently this prayer is not according to heaven
天的意思是叫他再要安息片时
Because the heaven, the thought in heaven is for them to rest yet a little while
最重要
But that's not what's important
最重要是底下的那个动作
But what is to come
于是有白衣赐给他每一个人
And white robes were given unto every one of them
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这是教会的经历吗
Is that the experience of the church
教会的经历是要等到你上神求伸冤的时候才接受白衣吗
Would that be the experience of the church only when you cry out to God to avenge you then you would be given a white robe
弟兄姊妹你记得
Brothers and sisters you remember
白衣就是
A white robe is
因信称义的那一个衣袍
It is the robe which you have from justified by faith
在第三章撒地教会的里边我们的主已经老早指出过了
And the Lord has already pointed that out in chapter 3 to the church in Sardis
你们要这样穿白衣与我同行
That you would adorn yourself with white robes to be with me
那显然你在这里就看到一个问题
And so apparently you can see this question here
就祭坛底下的这一批人并不是因信称义的
That this group under the altar is not justified by faith. Because if they were justified by faith, they would long ago have on them white robes. That they would wear Christ. But here you can see.
到了这个时刻他们才接受一个义袍
Only at that moment would they receive this robe of righteousness
并且这个义袍不是因信而留的
And this robe is not from justification by faith
看到这样的时候
And so when we see this
我们就了解了
Then we understand
第五印的里边
In the fifth seal
有许多为着主的道和见证而死掉的人
There are many who would be slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held
不可能是教会
These people are not the church
这些人是其中大部分是雅各遭难中的那些以色列人
This group of people a large group of them are the Jews at theeven in the day of Jacob's trouble
因为在底下那个声音继续说
because later that voice continues to say rest yet for a little while
等到与你们一同做仆人的和你们的弟兄也像你们这样被杀了叫那个被杀的数目满足了
until your fellow servants also and your brethren that shall be killed as you were should be fulfilled
那我们看见在第五印以后还是有许多的那个为神做见证的人被杀。
Then we can see even after the fifth seal, there are many who have the testimony for the Lord being killed.
这些人都归到这个祭坛底下的 这批人的那里。
And all those people that are slain at the after would be under this group, under the altar.
一直等到二十章。
Until chapter 20.
我们就看见他们出来了。
Then we'll see them come forth.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你说教会要等到那个时候才出来吗？
You say, does the church have to wait till then to appear?
不是。
No.
不是。
No.
因为我们看到第七章的时候 我们就看到一些问题了。
Because when we see first chapter 7, we'll see some of this.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
第五印是说出这样的一种光景。
That the fifth seal tells us of this condition.
那弟兄姊妹们，你说那第五印算不算是灾难？
So brothers and sisters, then you may question, would the fifth seal be considered a tribulation?
是灾难。
It is a tribulation.
不过这个灾难是范围在雅各遭灾这个范围里。
But this tribulation is under the boundary of Jacob's trouble.
同时也是说明那一个时候地上的人与神的反对越来越厉害。
It also depicts for us the opposition of man towards God being more severe and more great.
几乎人要站在神的那一边，那个结果就是给杀害。
It would be as if someone who would stand on God's side would be slain.
那这个是第五印。
That is the fifth seal.
那我们 还是把第六印看完吧。
Now we'll still finish with the sixth seal.
那第五印接过来以后，
And after the fifth seal,
接上去就接第六印。
Then continues on is the sixth seal.
那第六印，
Now when the sixth seal,
约翰就看见，
And John beheld,
地大震动，
There was a great earthquake.
十四节天就挪移。
Verse 14, and the heaven departed as a scroll.
那我们从这两个地方，
from these two places,
你就不能不留意到哈该书上面先知当日所宣告的一个事实。
Then you discover what Haggai declared in the book of Haggai.
当年以色列人重建圣殿的时候，他们一直拖延啊，没有很积极的去建殿。
In those days when the Israelites rebuilt the temple, they prolonged and did not actively go rebuild the temple.
他们有些理由，其中的一个就是
Some of the reasoning, one of them being
我们现在这样困难的时候，要去建神的殿，建出来也不威王，也不好看。
Now in our day of trouble, if you want us to rebuild the temple, even if we do rebuild it, it would not be majestic and it would not be beautiful.
倒不如等到将来环境真的是很许可的时候，我们要为神建的一个殿是高大威王。
Now why would you not wait till we would be able to do so at a time that when we would rebuild a temple that would be very majestic and very beautiful?
当时神就借着先知何该向他们说。
And at that time, God spoke through the prophet Haggai.
说出你们不要看这个殿的外表。
To tell them, do not look at the appearance of this temple.
神所注意是这个殿的功用。
But what God looks at is the function of the temple.
他不是注意这个殿的外表。
But not at the appearance of the temple.
如果你要看那个殿的外表。
And if you want to look at the appearance of the temple.
神将来要做一件事情，在殿的外表上也是叫人不得不惊讶的。
Then that God would do something in the days to come that would have man be in awe.
等到那个殿造起来的时候，
But when that temple is finished,
你就发觉这殿后来的荣耀要比先前的殿更大。
You would discover then the glory of this temple would be even greater than the previous one.
为什么呢？
Why?
那里简单的提了一点。
Because there it plainly tells us,
其中有那么两句话。
These two, a few words.
到了那个时候，
In those days,
我不是当时要震动地，
Not only would I shake the earth,
我还要震动天，
I would also shake the heaven.
也就是说，
That is also to say,
这个殿有一天，
That this temple one day,
它要叫你看见它的功用，
Would show you the function,
是带到一个光景出来，
To a point that it will show you,
就是天和地都给震动，
That the heaven and the earth would shake.
那这个事情在什么时候发生？
Now when would that happen?
弟兄姊妹们，就是在主再来的时候。
Brothers and sisters, that happens when the Lord returns.
当主再来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
主要震动地。
That the Lord will shake the earth.
也要震动地。
It will also shake the heaven.
那然后主的荣在荣耀里面降临到地上。
And then the Lord will descend in His glory upon earth.
那现在是灾难的起头。
Now is the beginning of tribulation.
也是天和地的震动的起头。
It is also the beginning of the shaking of heaven and earth.
那么这一个震动的起头是怎么样呢？
And so how is this beginning of this trembling?
他说日头就变黑像毛布。
It says, and the sun became black as snow.
满月变红像血。
And the moon became as blood.
天上的星辰。星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样。
And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind.
这是当时的一种的光景。
That is a scene that happens at that time.
我们不知道这个光景具体的情形是怎样。
We don't know practically what that condition would be.
不过我们晓得。
But we understand.
到了那里的时候。
In those times.
大概是。太阳的那个能源消耗的差不多了。
That the power of the sun would about give no more energy.
所以它就没有那么明亮了。
So would not be as bright.
他说变黑并不是完全黑。
It became black but not completely dark.
就是没有那么明亮。
But not as bright.
跟着发生的那个反应呢，就是月亮也不那么明亮的变了。
And the moon would also not be as bright, but become as blood.
变成像血了。
It would become as blood.
那血也不一定是完全很红，不过反正是暗红。
And it's not as very dark red, but it's just red in color because of like blood.
然后，大概那个时候，那个空中的那个万有引力也发生一些变化了。
And then maybe even the gravity in the skies would have a change.
所以就产生众星的坠落的那个情况。
And so the stars of heaven would even fall.
我个人是有理由相信。
I personally would believe
这些现象是发生在太阳系这个范围里。
That these occurrences would happen in the solar system.
不是整个的天。
It is not the entire sky.
因为在这里，你读英文圣经，你是读到这个是单数的天。
Because here, when you read it in the English translation, it is singular when it talks about heaven.
不是说到 heavens.
It is not heavens.
是单数的天。
It is singular.
所以其实是我们观念里面的天里头的一个部分。
And so, it is only in our comprehension of heaven, only a part of it.
也很可能就是彼得后书所说的那个天要被天要废去，那个地要被烈火焚烧的那个开始。
And so it would be probably as Peter describes in 2 Peter that the heaven would pass away and the earth would be destroyed.
反正在太阳系里头，那一些自然的结构和规律都产生了一些变动。
And so the changes in the solar system would take place.
那这种情形很怕人的。
And so these situations are very fearful.
弟兄姊妹大概还记得十年前的那个湾区的地震呢。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember a decade ago, the earthquake in the Bay Area.
那个地震不叫大震动。
Now that earthquake is not considered a great shaking here.
不过已经很不简单了。
But that is even enough.
但是这里就说到那个时候地是大震动。
But here it says a great earthquake.
震动到一个什么程度呢？
How great would it be?
底下就说到了。
Then it describes for us.
山岭、海岛都挪移离开本来的地方。
That every mountain and island were moved out of their places.
那这个震动就很大了。
Now then it describes for us how great this shaking is.
天就好像书卷那样给卷起来。
And the sky would be rolled as a scroll rolled together.
那这个情况究竟是怎样呢？我们实在没办法想象。
So how would this happen? It's no way for us to imagine.
那么这种情形出现的时候。
But when they do happen.
好怕人。
It is very fearful.
但是圣灵记录第六印，那个主要的目的在哪里呢？
But where is the main purpose of the Holy Spirit recording the sixth seal?
是就是指出当时那个 灾难的那种光景吗？
Is it just to show us the condition of the tribulation in those times?
不是。
No.
圣灵记下这样的光景，那个目的乃是说出地对神的那一个抵挡是到了一个怎样严重到不能再严重的地步。
The purpose of the Holy Spirit recording this is to show us how much the land has opposed God to a point that is so severe it cannot go any further.
所以你在这里看到的地上那是很多有权势的人。
And so here you can see the people, the very powerful people
of
the land.
有大地位的人。
Those who have status.
他们要躲避神。
They want to hide from God.
他们宁愿给那个山来压死。
And they would rather be pressed to death by the mountains.
他们宁愿给那个岩石来压死。
They would rather be pushed to death by the rocks.
他们还不要悔改。
Yet they do not want to repent.
他们还不要归向神。
They do not want to return to God.
你看他们当时说的话。
You see what they say.
他们藏在山洞和岩石的雪里。
They would hide themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains.
六节就说山和岩石说倒在我们的身上吧，把我们藏起来，怎么藏啊？死掉了。
And verse 16, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. How do you hide? You would be dead already.
我们宁愿死掉，我们也不甘心落在神的那样那个审判的底下。
We would die. We would rather die and yet not be willing to be under the judgment of God.
你看他们说的话，明明知道神的那个审判来的时候。
You can see from their words how severe, how great the judgment of God is when it comes.
我们藏起来是为了躲避做宝座的和羔羊的愤怒。
Hide us. We want to hide from the throne of God and from the Lamb who is on the throne.
他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
Because for the great day of His wrath is coming, who shall be able to stand? You can see in their hearts they know they cannot resist God. Yet they are willing to die and not return to Him. I'd rather be a hero who dies. And even if I die, I want to die with dignity. I would not submit to you. Brothers and sisters, do you see this? That is the situation with the land in those days.That also tells
us
why is it that it is in those days that God would open the seal? Because the land already is in a condition without any reservation opposing God. Then we might also doubt why would it be that in that situation man would still not repent and return to God? Then brothers and sisters, yet we cannot forget the fact of the first deal.
那第一年的那个骑白马的胜了又要胜的那一他的工作
Because we can see the first seal, the one who behold on the white horse who came to conquer and to conquer his work here, you can see from the sixth seal.
那些无神的心思把人捆绑毒害到这样的一种光景也不肯悔改。
Those atheism thoughts that would be poisonous to men has bound them so severely that they would not repent to God.
所以这里一面给我们看见当时那个灾难的严重。
And so here on the one hand it shows us the severity of the tribulation.
另一面也给我们看见为什么神不能再多等一些时间给人有怜悯让人去悔改。
And on the other hand you can realize then why God would not tarry a little longer and for man to receive mercy to repent.
不是神不愿意这样。
It is not that God is not willing to do so.
而是神再没有机会做这样的等待。
But it is that God has no more chance to wait for them anymore.
你看到地上的那个人与神的那个抵挡我们就看见。
You can see on earth how man opposes God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么当这些印一个一个的揭开来的时候
And when these seals are open one by one
我们就知道
Then we know
我们的主给祭坛底下的那些魂来称作真实公义的主
Our Lord then who is called holy and true
真实的主
Our Lord who they call holy and true
一点没有错
that is very accurate
我们的神的确是这样。
Yes, indeed, our Lord, our God is that way.
他愿意万人得救。
He is willing for all to be saved.
不愿意一个沉沦。
Not one to perish.
但是到了一个时候。
But when the time comes.
人在不给神有机会的时候。
When man does not give God the chance anymore.
神也就不顾惜那些愚昧的人了。
God will not have mercy upon those who are foolish.
因为神不能无限期的等待撒旦把整个的宇宙霸占败坏到一个无止境的光景。
Because God cannot tolerate for the Satan to occupy and corrupt the universe for a prolonged period of time.
所以神就让他的儿子来开始结这些印。
And so God allows for his son to open these seals.
那结了六个印。
Now six seals have been opened.
又停下来
and then there is a break.
没有立刻接第七印。
The seventh seal is not immediately opened.
那这里我们也看到。
We can see that here.
因为头六个印，每一个印就是代表一种光景。
Because the first six seals, each seal represents a condition.
但是到了第七印的时候。
But when the seventh seal is.
那就是另外的七个光景。
That is when the seventh seal appears, it is another seven conditions.
就不是一个印一个光景了。
It is not only one seal, one condition.
是一个印带出七字号来了。
But that one seal would bring forth seven trumpets.
也就是说出那个灾难的那个发展是往深处，往那个更深、更重的那个内容去了。
It tells us that the tribulation is even greater and deeper.
但是当神把对地的追讨放在更严重的要求底下的时候，神要先做一些事。
But before God chastens the land, God has to do some other matters first.
那这些事
，these things，
就和刚才我们所看耶利米书三十章上面所提到的话有关联。
Now have to do with the words which we have read from Jeremiah chapter 30.
那是神的信实。
That is God's faithfulness.
我不能不罚你。
You cannot go unpunished.
但是我要拯救你。
But I will also save you.
不叫你受害。
That you will not be destroyed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主一面在那里追讨。
On the one hand, God chastens.
但主也一面在那里保守。
But he also keeps.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在解经上面
，in interpretation，
我个人是站在全教会灾前被提。
I personally take the view of the whole church being raptured before the tribulation.
在这一个领会的里头
，and under that understanding，
我们实在不能不向我们的主俯伏敬拜。
Indeed, we cannot but bow and worship our God.
因为灾难里边一切的事情。都不再沾到我们的边。
Because all the matters in the tribulation no longer can touch us.
因为我们并不在灾难中。
Because we are not in the midst of the tribulation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我想我们今天晚上就看到这。
I think we'll end here tonight.